Milligantown.org.
This is Don Marr with Milligantown Daily. The scripture we'll be considering today is Hebrews 12, verses 18 through the first part of 22, from the New King James Version. For you have not come to the mountain that may be touched, and that burn with fire, and to blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, and the voice of words, so that those who heard it begged that the word should not be spoken to them anymore. For they could not endure what was commanded, and if so much as a beast touches the mountain, it shall be stoned or shot with an arrow. And so terrifying was the sight that Moses said, I am exceedingly afraid and trembling. But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. The title of the series for the next few days that I'll be doing is called The Glory of Zion. We are all familiar with the concept of glory, if nothing else, from watching the Olympics. However, the author of Hebrews is talking about something infinitely more glorious, the glory of Zion, the glory of heaven, the glory of the gospel. However, before he considers these things, he takes us back to Exodus 19, where we have a picture of how God displayed his holiness and majesty. He reminds his readers, who would have been very familiar with this account, that you have not come to the mountain that may be touched, and that burned with fire, and to blackness and darkness and tempest. We are all familiar with the devastation of tornadoes. Many of the reports that we heard this year talked about how devastating those storms were. Perhaps you know people whose houses have been struck by lightning and the unbelievable devastation and the noise of the thunder that accompanied such a strike. Add to that the very, very loud trumpet blast and the voice of words that were spoken, and you can understand in a very little detail what the children of Israel must have seen with the majesty of God. No wonder their reaction was to Moses, Moses, if you speak to us, we will listen. But do not let the Lord our God speak to us, or we will die. Even Moses himself, though it is not recorded in the Exodus 19 account, says the same thing when he is interceding for the people before God. He said, I am trembling with fear. What is interesting is that God said to Moses, the people are right in speaking this way. And in Deuteronomy 18 then, he points Moses toward that prophet that will come who is like Moses and who everyone must listen to. We know that God is speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ. Next time, we will consider what you have come to, the glory of Zion. For the Milligantown Theological Society, this is Don Marr.